Low water levels on the Nooshkegak River are still thwarting barge efforts to travel upriver as well. Mike Poston, director of sales at Vitus Energy, says it's typical for the river to run low and deliveries to lag at this point in the summer. What's unusual is that the river has been low since it opened up. He says normally they get barges upriver when snowmelt raises the water levels. Poston says they aren't concerned because the weather forecast bodes well for barge deliveries later this summer or fall.
In these days of climate change, you really don't know what you're going to get. But the one thing that we do have to go by is the long-range projections from NOAA, and they're saying normal precipitation for this area. So with that in mind, we are optimistic that the rains will come when they're supposed to come. We'll need quite a bit of that before we can get going.
The villages of Neustiyahawk and Kaliganik are still waiting on their first barge of the year. Neustiyahawk is conserving heating fuel. Businesses are limited to 50 gallons per month, and homes are limited to 30 gallons. Some Kaliganik residents say they haven't felt the impacts yet. This is not the first time in recent years that water levels on the Nooshkegak have been low. In 2014, low water levels postponed barge deliveries, which delayed construction of the school in Kaliganik.